Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Suddenly, it's daybreak, and Glottage opens up to us like a wound. The bypass bears us on over broken terraces and boarded up temples, dead parks and lonely walkers. When I was last in this city, I used to dream that my sacred river would rise up and drown these streets. It almost looks as if I succeeded. There's no bomb damage that I can see. No signs of direct bombardment this far south, and yet you can see the war's ruin and the war's cost everywhere around us. You can see it in the disrepair of the houses and the shop fronts, the exhausted and unhappy faces of passers-by who are walking a little too fast and with a little too much urgency, and in the noisy brass band confidence of the billboard selling victory announcements and aluminium air raid shelters. You can see it in closed up stores and broken windows, and in the absences too. The quiet market streets that would once have been bustling. The unoccupied corners. Loudspeakers and placards overhanging checkpoints and guard posts bark out commands to empty squares about the new laws on gatherings of more than four persons. The harm caused by statements or jokes that undermine the nation's confidence. Nobody is standing around long enough to listen to any of this, but we roll forwards past the remnants of the riots that must have caused this new wave of vigilance. Broken bottles, stones, and blood on the tarmac. Perhaps I was wrong to expect such a dramatic annihilation. Wither tides and rivers rise. Because after all, this is the only way that something as grand as a city or a nation or an empire can ever die. Starving, slow, and in terrible self-denial. I look out and all I can think is that I no longer want to wreck this city. I no longer feel dwarfed by its towers and heights, frightened and furious in my own smallness and anonymity amongst the millions here. I want to lie down in the ruins of Glottage and comfort it as it bleeds to death. I find, detestably, that there's pity in my heart for the great and clumsy brute that killed my family. The funny thing is this. The further in we go, the more the extent of the city's injuries are concealed from us. Billboards lose their war fervor. They become glossy, international, resurrectionist. Glottage is still open for business. Through thick and thin, the Bank of the Wealth Creator will be here for you with 4 new downtown branches. Newly opened, the Silver Crane Wharf Commercial Lettings. We begin to see road sweepers and litter pickers. Functioning infrastructure. In Glottage's business district, amongst the skyscrapers and the grand avenues, the suited passers-by have learned to stroll again. And you don't have the sense of healing so much as a papering over, a great pretense and performance that's fraying at the edges, and the frays keep on working their way inwards. Somewhere in the glass and concrete heart of this place, the deathly sickness proclaiming itself newly cured, will find her contact. This is where we'll find Adjudicator Shrew.
Hey. Me again. I know there's been a lot of trouble with the phone lines lately. I don't know if you've been experiencing the power cuts as well, but maybe you could take a moment and call me back. It'd put my mind at ease. I've got no reason to worry. I know you're safe down there. It's not like any harm could have come to you, but I need that comfort from you? If you're willing to give it to me? I'm going to be on the radio again, if the girls want to listen. I'm at this thing all day. I'm at the summit, but you can leave me a message. Leave me a message? Please? So I know you're alive? I've got no leverage. This is the only number they gave me. So you've just got to call me back and tell me you're alive. Imagination's gonna start running wild otherwise.
If the same strike lands in your neighborhood, remember, prayer marks may be activated by a drift by sight. Are you going to this morning, God Rock?
What are you about to watch your all the time?
Treat yourself to a good night's sleep with a twisted thicket's latest gorgeous offshore technology. Compact enough in your back garden, hardy enough to withstand whatever challenges tomorrow may bring.
a letter from Joe, no last name given, insisted Mount Warner. We keep hearing that there's a plan. The southern farmlands are in tatters from the constant bombardment, and Glottage is next. Isn't it about time to stop talking about enlistment and start talking about surrender? Thank you, Joe. I should restate the government line as delivered to us again this morning, is that CLS airstrikes have been restricted to the northern coast and that there is no evidence of sustained bombardment in the south.
I'm with the government? I'm here for the summit. Think I'm in the right place. Is everything okay on campus?
University of Greater Glottage, or as we alumni like to call the old alma mater, the Godkiln. Glad you could make it. Oh, hello! I can see you there on the camera. Oh, love the suit. Can you speak into the little box, please? Just down to your right.
Press secretary. Gates look tightly shut. Did something happen?
Campus is on lockdown. Big protest, lots of arrest. But, hey, just means we've got more space for the summit. Ready to make history?
That's right.
Wonderful, wonderful. They will open the gates for you. Now. Okay, so the summit's taking place in the Bowery today. It's right across campus. Take a left, then a left, then keep going straight past the playing fields, and you'll see a parking spot marked with your name. It's a walk from there into the trees, but just follow the signs. Can you scoot?
What? Carson.
Give you the spiel. All of the GGU Department of Experimental Theology's acts of innovation take place in sealable units just like this one, equipped with steel shutters and blast-proof glass, as well as a wide array of snacks and drinks, to allow our students to create even under the most testing of conditions. Just reading from the pamphlet. But the GGU Department of Experimental Theology also believes that the best new ideas come out of nature, which is why each unit comes with its own customizable soundtrack. Would you care to innovate in the depths of the lush rainforest? Or beside the magnificent ocean? Or perhaps your best ideas come to you on the dance floor,
Oh! Okay, yeah.
Any requests?
Not this second, press secretary.
Suit yourself. And if you look to your left, someone you'll recognize. Adjudicator Shrew of the Northwest. Adjudicator Cross of the True Eastern. Cross there eating what appears to be a crumpet, it looks like.
Cinnamon bun.
Hey, good to see you, Cross.
Shrew.
Oh, and Shrew, of course, please follow Cross's lead and help yourself to the buffet. We've got raisin cookies, coffee, tea, and isotonic energy drinks. They've got everything. Really, they do. We also have a fridge full of beers, and we'll crack those open from about 3, which I know you reprobates will be looking forward to. I'm just going to go check the cameras. Make sure we're all set up in the imagination suite. Excuse me, both of you.
Hey, Cross. Not to talk shop, but is the High Adjudicator's office impossible to get through to these days, or is it just me? I'm trying to get the HA's attendance confirmed for this River God legislation announcement I'm doing next week. It's all set in stone at this point. Everything's confirmed for the ceremony. We've got the elders coming down to Glottage, and I still haven't heard anything back. Carson just dives in front of the ball each time, says the old man's still feeling poorly, and I've been trying to get a postal address so I can send some presents to my family down south, but again, nobody's telling me anything. Did something happen? I mean, what aren't they telling us?
What are you doing?
What?
I don't like you, Shrew. Do you like me?
Not at all.
So why are you talking to me?
I don't know, man. It's really awkward here.
Well, don't. I can't stand over there.
Honest to gods, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Marketing are all over it. They think she's stale.
But that's ridiculous. She's your mainstay. Everyone loves her.
Somebody, somewhere up the chain, is afraid that people don't want that anymore. Maybe they saw a focus group survey that said she was 4% lower favorability than she ought to be, and, well, what if there's another 4% drop next year? So, the decision's been made. We're giving her a pantheon, and in time we'll phase the saint herself out.
Ugh, come on!
The family electric. So far, we've announced the meter reader, the soothing flame, he's only for premium customers, and Little Lightbulb, who's going to be the mascot. But they're going to keep expanding it. They've got a radio serial planned, a kind of family sitcom. And eventually, they're going to move her out of focus.
Ugh, I utterly, entirely loathe it. It's unprovoked commercial suicide.
Everyone agrees with you. And yet it's happening.
So what I'm hearing from you, Melissa, is that the Church Electric is too busy fucking up their own business model to keep us from nationwide grid failures every other day.
For God's sake, don't. Just don't. I've had enough of that in the office. A bunch of Sparkies halfway across the country get angry. They decide to stage their big wound tree movement. And suddenly that's my fault. Suddenly that's a leadership failing on my part. But hey, guess what? We've got no budget increase approvals. The share price is plummeting. Everyone's in a panic and nobody wants to act. So what am I meant to do?
Hey. Hey, how you both doing?
Ah, Adjudicator! Good morning to you. Julius Brand from the Slag Court, National VP of Sales.
And I'm Melissa Dalton, Regional Head for North, Northwestern, and West Church Electric.
She's the one you need to be yelling at about all the blackouts.
It's good to meet you both. You know, I haven't been to anything like this before, and maybe it's just me, but it all feels really fucking weird so far, with Carson piping himself in over
ding, ding,
the...
Ding. Delegates, if you wouldn't mind, the Innovation Summit is about to begin, and the Imagination Suite is ready. please set your brains to greatness, grab an isotonic energy drink and a Bicky, and make for the mezzanine floor. Hello, okay, welcome, welcome. Please take your egg chairs, choose whichever chair speaks to you, sit however you'd like.
Oh, very comfy.
Nothing but the best for our innovators.
Where precisely are you, Carson?
I'm back at my office in the Morrowdane. The government never sleeps, and these days it rarely takes a shower. Believe me, I'd much rather be down there with all of you in person, but I'll be moderating the summit remotely instead. Now, our task today is historic, delegates. If you want to get really grandiose about it, it could honestly and actually be essential to the future of our civilization. This summit has been charged with finding a workable solution to the problem of anti-sacrificial sentiment that's spreading rapidly across the peninsula and beyond. Protests, outrage, distrust. We have never been more divided. And all the while, a violent cult of anti-sacrificial renegades stirs up trouble in our schools and in our workplaces. And naturally, it's a lot harder right now, in wartime, when there's so much strain on all of us to maintain our current rate of economic growth and industrial output.
Yeah, good job. There's not going to be a war on for much longer, isn't it?
And so, the public is hungrily looking towards its government, to its business leaders, to come up with some answers. The old methods, they haven't worked. People are tired of the same stale old stuff from us. Sustainability quotas, humane hallowing procedures. It's no longer enough. It's a line too often repeated. But who better to come up with something truly original, truly new, than the people in this room? Some of the finest minds, the greatest leaders that our country has to offer. Just look around at each other for a moment, okay? Just take in those noble faces and wise, far-sighted expressions. We have Adjudicator Cross from the True Eastern District, one of our finest politicians, one of our most respected public voices. At least until he gets a couple of bevies in him. Isn't that right, Cross? Eh?
Guilty, Press Secretary.
We have Brand and Melissa, our captains of industry, representing international commerce.
Yeah, hello there.
Hi.
And, of course, we have Adjudicator Shrew, our firebrand, our ethical sacrifice activist.
Ready to do my part.
And, Carson, what's going on with the boy in the chair?
So, yeah, Timothy here is an undergrad, kindly volunteered by the university. He's going to be our ideas conduit for the day. He'll generate raw, creative prompts for us, direct from the mouth of the more enthusiastic, the peninsula's finest homegrown god of inspiration. Like I said, anything Nesh can do, we can do better. If you'd like an additional prompt, just ask him. Prompt, Timothy.
Halloween's over 18.
He's well secured, don't fret. Now, delegates, today's summit has four rules. Just four, no more than that. And we're going to keep things loosey-goosey, because, after all, genius doesn't come from red tape and regulation now, does it? And these rules aren't anything new. As a matter of fact, I'm hoping they're all very pleasantly familiar to anyone who's innovated before. One, no criticism of other innovators' ideas. Two, build on the ideas of other innovators. Three, wild and exaggerated ideas are to be encouraged.
Carson, how are we supposed to know which ideas are sincere and which are exaggerated?
Four, generate as many ideas as possible. Now, for a few fun extra twists that might not be so familiar. First, in the center of the floor, you'll see the interruption cactus. Because we don't want criticisms in the imagination suite, we want you to be careful and gentle when speaking out of turn. Like handling a cactus. So, if you want to make an interruption, just raise your hand and ask for the interruption cactus.
Isn't that a fifth rule, though?
Now,
stop talking to me.
When you realize an idea, go ahead and grab one of our gorgeous illustrated postcards, write it down, and pin it to the wall of illumination. And if you give me an idea I really like, you are encouraged to grab yourself a snack or isotonic drink as a reward. Are there any questions before we begin?
There's a power outage planned at midday.
We are off-grid out here. Only way to ensure everyone's safety. Solar power, I think.
Press Secretary, what happens at the end of the summit? Who are we presenting these ideas to?
Great question, and we'll get to that at the end, I promise you. Now, to get your neurons firing, we're going to start with a couple of short videos. This first one is a targeted ad campaign that Adjudicator Cross's people have been testing in True East, aimed at seniors. Because we all know nothing happens without the senior vote, don't we? Okay, so it is starring one of the peninsula's finest creative talents, director Leonard Truntz.
I'm Leonard Truntz, award-nominated actor and director of Carly Cape. When I was young and living out on the farm, my old man taught me a few simple truths. You kept your gods well fed, and your gods bestowed their grace upon you in turn. We didn't need more than that. These days, though, some people want to take all of that to pieces. They say we shouldn't be feeding gods at all. Everyone just seems angry all the time. Nobody's willing to have a conversation. I don't know what my old man would have said about all that. I think he might have seen it as a little bit selfish. And now things are getting harder, and our gods are going hungry. And my dad taught me that when times are tough, all of us need to pull together. That's why I've signed the Vow of the Unsung Heroes. The vow states that at a time of the government's choosing, they are entitled to my body and my spirit to be sustainably harvests to a licensed wartime god of the state. You'll get it framed and certified and sent direct to your door with postage and package included. It even comes with some limited edition medal too. Come on, Peninsulans, let's pull together and show these kids how it's done.
How's it testing?
Adjudicator?
We trialled it in 8 retirement homes across True Eastern. It saw a 59% approval rating and a 4% sign-up rate, which we were fairly chuffed with. Our challenge, I suppose, is they're not top-quality product, these old folks. Lots of faiths want them young, after all. And they're often less mobile, too. So pricier to transport them across the country to places of worship.
Okay, so we have a quality problem, and maybe that's something we can build on. Can anyone build on this idea to meet the Adjudicator's challenge?
We could create a sacrificial annex in the retirement homes. Ground floor only. They'll have the stretchers already in the home, so we can just roll them right on through.
Oh, brilliant stuff, Brand. We absolutely love it. Please go ahead and write it down on our first postcard. Then grab yourself a treat. What design would you like?
Ducks in a pond, please.
Carson, it's great content, but... Just trying to find a way to avoid criticism.
It's hard, isn't it? It really makes you stop and think. And take the interruption cactus, of course.
Thanks. Look, we can spend all the money we like on advertising, but that's not going to stop the problem at its source. I think we should be looking for ways to defang the wound tree. Repurpose it. Patent it. At the Church Electric, we've actually been studying the prayer marks. I'm sharing this in confidence. We think we can find a legitimate use for it.
Repurpose it how?
Corporate and high-end security. The sacrifice is placed in a special cage during long periods of absence. An intruder tries to enter, trips an alarm. An electrical current instantly kills the sacrifice, which then activates via the wound tree to kill the intruder. Suddenly, this isn't a god that makes business owners fear for their livelihoods. It's a god that helps keep us all safe.
Hold on. How long are you keeping the sacrifice in this,
As long as need be. We can supply them with a drip, a suitable low-motion diet that could keep them alive and
okay,
well for,
yeah, a reboot. branding, fresh patents, copyright enforcement. I like it. I really like it. Grab a postcard and a snack, please, Melissa.
That's not the answer. You know that's not the answer.
No criticisms. I'll just remind everybody again. Pretty simple rule. But perhaps, Shrew, you have an idea of your own that you'd like to share.
I mean...
I've got an idea, Press Secretary. I propose we find ourselves a lightning rod. It's simple, really. It's something we've done in the past to great effect when there was a divisive issue being stirred up by some troublemakers. We find a spokesperson who has been rather too outspoken on the wrong side of the argument, and we shift the focus entirely onto them. Was Adjudicator Shrew breaking impartiality laws when they spoke out in favour of anti-sacrificial reform? I'm just using you as an example, Shrew.
What?
Adjudicator Shrew on the defence as impartiality row escalates. Again, just an example. Adjudicator Shrew found guilty and sentenced after legislature's impartiality investigation and a full trial. And then we can go on the offensive with the lightning rod's fellow travellers. Oh, so you're an anti-sacrificial activist, aren't you? Well, let me ask this right off the bat. Will you condemn Adjudicator Shrew's alarming and illegal acts? And after a while, people who might have once been swayed are getting exhausted from having to hold too many opinions at once. Why is Adjudicator Shrew in the papers so much anyway? Maybe Adjudicator Shrew needs to shut their mouth and then all this fuss and nonsense can go away. Maybe the lightning rod dies with our intervention or without. Maybe they live on in squalor and contempt, but either way, the stink is on the movement and the movement belongs to them. Exorcised from the minds of the public.
Adjudicator Cross. What postcard design would you like?
I would like to choose the pug in the birthday hat.
Ah, smashing. Well, can anyone build on Adjudicator Cross's lightning rod idea?
Absolutely open to additional ideas.
You can build on the idea, Adjudicator, but no criticisms, please.
I mean, I do feel, Press Secretary, like the suggestion that I should be defamed and killed is at least tantamount to criticism.
I was just using you as an example, and I said it politely.
Okay, Cross, okay. I'm glad you were polite, but the thing is, how am I supposed to respond? What is the value of politeness when politeness is a big fucking boulder you're using to hide behind while you fling liquid shit at me? Should I be grateful for receiving a decorous and well-behaved stabbing from you?
Shrew wasn't even holding the cactus, so...
Oh, shut up!
Delegates, we can always be respectful towards one another. We can always disagree without being unkind.
I do just want to say, you know, that we've all been rather down on the Adjudicator. But I respect their take on things.
This isn't a take, Melissa.
That's what I said. Part of the solution is that we need to show the world that sacrifice can be soft. It can be sustainable and humane, and it can be kind. So yes, I agree with Shrew, absolutely.
Soft sacrifice. Very good. Shrew, do you want to pick a postcard? I think the daffodils look nice.
That wasn't my idea. I never actually got a chance to share my idea before everyone talked over me.
Okay, well, Shrew, this is your opportunity. What proposals would you like to share with the group? How would you solve the rise in anti-sacrificial sentiment?
The longer I sit here with respect to my fellow delegates, the more strongly I feel the immense inadequacy of our response, the smallness of us. What happens when our stories stop working for us? What happens when the words are no longer enough? We are not prepared for the moment that's already upon us.
We are most certainly unprepared for what comes after. We are drinking premium coffee and sitting in a glass-paneled room discussing ad campaigns while the Lingers bomb us. While outside, our people protest and riot against the scale of sacrifice, the scale of cruelty that we have allowed to go on escalating beyond the point of no return, while the polluted lands spread from the west. How can we even be sitting here? How can we be talking and smiling when we should be rending our clothes and ripping out our hair and screaming aloud at the sky about the doom that's upon us? The doom that we invited in upon ourselves. That's honestly what horrifies me more than anything else, the very real possibility that our circumstances are too dire for us to even admit them. What if there is no breaking point for us? What if we continue to distract ourselves and amuse ourselves and hunt for cynical little angles to give us the upper hand over one another, even as the shadow of our final devastation grows and darkens over us all? This is my proposal. And yes, it's the only solution, Cross. An immediate 30% reduction in industrial-scale sacrifice across the board for businesses, with the intention to hit 50% by the end of the year. No special exemptions. No special cases. We show the world that we are willing to take immediate action.
Oh, heavens. Absolute blasphemy.
That's, I'd call it a glib suggestion, adjudicator, and one that could only come from someone who does not know our business, who does not know our margins.
And what exactly happens, I wonder, when the Church Electric or the Slack Corps decide they'd be better off taking their business elsewhere? What does that leave us with, precisely?
Press Secretary! I'm clearly receiving criticism, which is against the rules of the summit.
True. Is there a different idea that you'd like to share with us?
No. I want to put my idea on a postcard.
Share another idea with the group, Adjudicator Shrew. Then you can take your postcard and help yourself to an energy drink.
I don't want an energy drink. I'd like the postcard with the Redfoot Bridge, please.
Shrew, if you refuse to share another idea with the group, you're going to regret that decision when everyone else is enjoying a cold 3 o'clock beer.
I can live with that. The Redfoot Bridge.
Well, maybe you just need a little inspiration. Timothy. Prompt.
Sucks! Sucks! Inventors! Blood families!
Stop it!
Prompt, Timothy.
Marshal, sacrifice! Save a limb!
I said stop it!
Prompt again.
Oh, Halloween! It's a big place!
I said
a really big
stop! Stop, you son of a bitch! Stop! Stop! Stop this now!
Why don't we take a 5 minute bathroom break? Okay? 5 minutes, take five. Thank
You doing all right in there?
Having the time of my life. Thank you very much.
I agreed with what you were saying back there, you know.
You didn't say anything.
Well, no, obviously not. You want a drink?
Is it isotonic?
Whiskey in the flask. The final consolation of ill-advised truth-tellers everywhere.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, at my place of work, at the Slag King's Court, I used to think that we were the only genuine pragmatists out there. The only true, reasonable people. That we may drown a couple of poor bastards in the concrete foundations, and yes, we all agreed that their sacrifice will keep the building good and stable for centuries to come. But we still hire architects, don't we? We still hire engineers. We don't mistake the framework for the product. But even for us, just like you said, it's all become angles these days. We're about to introduce a new deluxe earthquake safety service, did you know? Yeah, one sacrifice in cement for every floor. If we were honest with ourselves, we might admit it. We don't know what useful purpose the damn ritual or the damn god are serving for our customers. And the more we feed it, the more harm it does. But we don't know how to stop. The superstructure swallowed up the base. You know, they're always telling me I can't be saying things like that around the office. Ooh. Today is good practice for me. Learning to be a little more diplomatic. The board has come to see me as something of a troublemaker. Diplomacy. Not a skill you ever mastered either, hmm?
I used to be better at it.
No, you're right, though. We are running out of stories. But we don't know how to give them up. We're all going to die screaming that we're not really dying, and that we're not really screaming. You know, I didn't even want to be here today. I think somebody in the office has it out for me.
Brian?
Mm-hmm?
What are your people saying about the High Adjudicator?
You're joking, Shrew. You haven't heard?
Heard what?
Any of it.
I mean, rumors.
It is exactly as vulgar, obvious, and stupid as the very worst of the rumors.
So it was a pleasure god?
Oh, yeah, a banned and entirely illegal pleasure god. Yeah, apparently he's been worshipping it for a while in secret. Got addicted to it. Yeah, he was redirecting truckloads of sacrifices away from the initial draft, and he was sending them to his country estate in Southeastern. He'd been attempting to hallow them, if you'll believe me, into a grand sex saint. Apparently the third effort was all too successful. He's been in a coma for the past month.
So, who's in charge? Who's leading the war effort?
Carson, maybe? Some half-wit general? Maybe no one. I'm sorry to say it, but that's your problem rather than ours. All right, better get back out there. Good luck, Shrew. Keep on fighting for the rest of us.
Brand?
Funny. There's a something on my face. It looks like,
Open! Break in case of emergency. Yeah, I'll break in case of emergency! Fuck!
Oh, these buns are dreadful. I just can't stop eating them. So, I said to someone, "Mom, you're telling me my policy proposals are antiquated and full of holes. What about that cardigan you've got on?" She blushed bright beetroot red.
There's something in here with us. We need to get out. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. There's a fucking angel in the Bowery. It must have got loose. They've sealed the exits. We're locked in here with it. It took Brand in the bathroom.
Brand's right here, Adjudicator.
That?
Yeah, hello there.
That isn't Brand. Cross, get away from him. That isn't Brand. Brand's dead.
But that's ridiculous.
Isn't it, Brand? Please take that piece again. We've got a lot to get through, and I am off.
I'm telling you, that's not Brand. It's not. Look! Melissa!
Oh, would you look at that? Looks like. Looks like.
Cross, what is wrong with you? Come on! No glass in here. No mirrors. I don't think it can get in. I don't know how we're gonna get out, though. Are you bleeding, Cross?
Oh. So I am. Got a bit of glass jammed in the old calf, looks like.
Doesn't hurt, though. Should I take it out?
No! No, for God's sake! Leave it in! Let me stabilize it. You really don't feel anything? What's happened to you, Cross?
Not really sure. It's a rum-do all around. I wonder what's going on. Have you ever been to a summit like this before, Shrew?
Well, we weren't brought here for the summit, Cross. We weren't brought here because they want to hear our solutions. We're sacrifices. You and I, we're here to be sacrificed. Brand, he said he'd made enemies at the Slag King's court. Melissa, she said they were blaming her for the blackouts back at Church Electric. This is some new war god, some horrible fucking thing they've concocted to beat the Lingers or the Wound Tree, and they've set it loose on us. To get rid of us.
Makes sense.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm agreeing with you, that's all. Makes total sense.
No. It doesn't. Why would they pick you, Cross? They hate me, but you. You never cause them trouble. You never disagree. You always vote the right way. You're the mouthpiece on the radio. Why would they want you dead?
I really don't know, Shrew, to be perfectly honest with you. Maybe it's because I'm pitiful. Maybe it's because I never do disagree. Maybe that's why they think they don't need me.
Actually, Shrew, you're barking up the wrong tree on more than one count. And you're really being just a little bit too cynical, I think. We didn't bring all of you here to give you up to some battle saint. Old Man Mirrors, the angel that's been hunting you, is... it's a very old god of glass, been worshipped for 500 years in some parts of the peninsula. Tested for warfare in the past, but ultimately found wanting. Terrifying for all of you, certainly. In an enclosed space like the Bowery, but of limited use from a strategic perspective. There's nothing fresh or exciting about it. Now, the real innovation that we've been trying to hear today is... Well, everyone's been drinking it.
What?
Proudly introducing a groundbreaking new formula from the Grinding Lords Laboratories and created with the help of Peninsular Government funding. Tranquility 7. Absolutely packed with antioxidants, electrolytes, and essential caffeine, as well as anxiety-suppressing psychotropic supplements and pain inhibitors. Induces a powerful sense of calm, receptiveness, and peace. Available in orange or in matcha. Your morning dose of Nevermind.
Oh, that's good. That's jolly good.
Fully active in Cross's bloodstream in just 20 minutes by my watch. No fear, very little pain. Because, after all, why should a sacrifice need to suffer? Shouldn't it be a pleasurable experience to give yourself up to a god? And couldn't we all do with a bit of cheering up at a time like this?
Shut the fuck up, Carson! How could you do this to us?
Well, Melissa didn't suffer, Adjudicator, and Cross is perfectly happy, aren't you, Cross?
Itchy, thank you for asking.
There we are. A humane solution to the problem of sacrificial suffering. Properly marketed and distributed, I think... It'll do a great deal of good. I told you, we're making history here. And, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't call either of you sacrifices either, seeing as you've survived this far. I'd be inclined to interpret this more as an abject lesson. Isn't it, Cross? Because Cross here, you're quite right, he does as he's told. Never speaks out, he always votes the right way. And yet, for some reason, He just can't stop himself from getting blotto down at the local wine bar every night and blabbing about our security council meetings to his hookups. And that's just not the level of professionalism that we expect from our adjudicators, is it, Cross? That's going to make us all look bad, isn't it?
Guilty as charged, Press Secretary. Very sorry.
Don't apologise to me. Apologise to that poor reporter from the Herald. She's the one who really suffered from your errors of judgement, Cross. Just imagine how she felt. And she didn't have any Tranquility 7 either.
What about me, though? Carson, I've behaved. I've done everything you asked me to. I haven't given you any trouble. I didn't deserve this.
Oh, you've been perfectly well behaved, Shrew. I really can't fault you for that. But we are, I'm afraid, going to be moving forward on the anti-sacrificial sentiment stuff by making one or two policy decisions that you may not privately agree with. Decisions that you might otherwise be inclined to speak out against. So, here's the proposal. And I hope we've shown you today why it's in your best interest to go along with it. If you get out of here alive, you're going to be the public face of Tranquility 7. Celebrity ambassador for the Grinding Lord. Official endorsements, interviews, long and impassioned speeches about how this is the product that addresses your deeply held concerns about ethical sacrifice. Triumph of the free market to address society's woes.
Why?
Well, because you're an outspoken voice on a divisive topic. And therefore your support will lend a great deal of legitimacy to the product. And if you don't, we'll dose you up with Tranquility 7 and then kill your family in front of you. And you'll feel nothing. You will feel nothing as you watch them bleed out and die, Shrew. But a mild, chemically induced sense of approval and the taste of orange zest. So, you've seen what we can do. You know what will happen. You've got no excuses.
I'll take the job.
Yay! Fantastic! All right, okay. I'll give you a little clue. Just one little clue. And let's see if you can problem solve your way out. It's past midday now.
I'm no good at riddles.
There was a scheduled power outage at midday. He never stopped talking. He never stops talking! God damn him! He's not back in Glottage! You're here with us in the Bowery, Carson, aren't you?
You can't see, but I am touching my nose.
So there is another way out.
Opening it for you now. Very smart. The wards are carved into the threshold, so no need to worry about old man errors following you through.
You made it out! Drop the balloons, toss the confetti.
Ah! We could have died! We could have died!
You were perfectly safe, adjudicator. Ah!
A fucking energy drink! That's your solution! That's the best you had! We're losing a war! We're losing our land! We're losing our people! All of it is going to shit! And a fucking isotonic goddamn energy drink!
Just calm down, would you?
You tried to murder us!
If you just tried the tea tree, you'd be a lot less grumpy about this.
I'd be dead!
It's really a good thing for both of us, Shrew. Lingers have got us on the run. We could lose this war in a matter of weeks. The great faiths, the multinationals, they're the ones that'll keep us safe. If I see this deal through, they'll put me on the board at the Grinding Lord's Temple. Non-exec status, civilian life. You and I, We'll both be protected. We'll be taken care of. Doesn't matter if we win or lose the war. The daily grind goes on. You're welcome.
You come and cross.
Ooh, jolly good. Yes. Yes, why not?
Adjudicators! Adjudicators! Looking forward to Sensec next week. See you then.
Cross, you doing okay? Me again. If you're not calling me back because you're angry at me, or because you want a divorce, but you're not feeling brave enough to say it yet, then fine. That's fine. If you're not calling me back because something's happened to you, if they're holding you somewhere, or they've harmed you or the girls, I will get you back. And if I can't get you back, I'll get satisfaction out of them. Some kind of reckoning. A fury and a fire they won't ever forget. I found my breaking point. And it was you. And if you're not calling me back because you don't exist, because they made you up just so they could hold you over me, then... well, then that's satisfaction? That'll be for me.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com